Welcome to worship on Christmas Day. A child cries. New life begins. Hope is born, and light shines forth for all to see. Rejoice and sing.
A child is born.
Sing songs of praise.
For the Prince of Peace is in our midst.
Rejoice and sing.
Christ is born. Hallelujah.
Good Christians all rejoice, with heart and soul and voice. Listen now to what we say, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today, hey, Christ is born today. Good Christians all rejoice, with heart and soul and voice. Hear the news of endless bliss, Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and we are blessed forevermore. Christ was born for thee, yes, Christ was born for thee. Good Christians all rejoice, with heart and soul and voice. Now you need not fear the grave, Jesus Christ was born to save. Come at his most gracious call, to find salvation one and all. Christ was born to save, Christ was born to save.
Let us pray. Wonderful Counselor, mighty God, be born in our hearts this day. Shine your light into the darkness of our world, that all the earth might know your glorious presence, that all people might find hope in your love and grace. In your glorious name we pray. Amen. Today's Bible reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6 and 7.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
Let us pray. When the shadows of sin and sorrow surround us,
shine on us with the light of your comfort and grace.
When the despair of the world overwhelms us,
lift us with your promise of hope.
When we forget the good news of your presence,
cry out with your message of love.
That we might hear and remember anew,
Christ is born.
Christ is with us.
We are not alone.
In your beloved name we pray. Amen. We are not alone. We who were walking in darkness have seen a great light. Light has dawned, and the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to us, salvation to all. Thanks be to God.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with Thank you. Good Christian, fear for sinners, hear the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, O shepherds, God and angels sing. Haste to bring him praise, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds, God and angels sing. Haste to bring him praise, the babe, the Son of Mary.
I have chosen a sentence from the book of Titus as my theme for this year's Christmas message. You may not be familiar with the book that bears his name. Titus was a Gentile convert to Christianity who became a fellow worker and assistant to the Apostle Paul when he was carrying out his missionary work. Paul's short letter to Titus is addressed to his young helper in Crete, who had been left there to supervise the work of the church. Paul reminds Titus of the kind of character that church leaders should exemplify, and he gives Titus advice regarding Christian conduct and especially the need to be peaceful and friendly, to avoid hatred, argument, and division in the church. The basis of Paul's advice is summed up in the sentence, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all people." Today we celebrate the hidden grace that is now made seeable, hearable, touchable. The baby Jesus in Mary's arms brings God's ultimate revelation of saving grace. This grace is not only seeable, hearable, touchable, it's huggable, nurseable, it's adorable. Sometimes with our emphasis on the message of the crucifixion, we preachers can leave our congregations with the impression that the grace of God was not present until Jesus died on the cross. On this day, we perceive and understand that the grace of God has been with us from the beginning. The grace of God is always with us and for us. That's the message of hope contained in the words of the prophet Isaiah that were read for us earlier. The date of the prophecy of Isaiah is difficult to establish. Whatever the precise historical context, it's clear that the community has lived through troublesome times. The prophet describes the people as walking in darkness. Darkness is a metaphor for depression and death, but they have seen a great light. Light symbolizes life and joy, and those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. The source of this light is the birth of a child. The child will be a deliverer who will administer justice, establish righteousness, and inaugurate a reign of peace that will extend forever. Paul writes, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all people." Grace was not a new thing, but the visible and the ultimate implementation of something that has always been flowing from the heart of God, from the foundation of the world, often hidden from human eyes, but active in human souls. Grace is God's generosity. It's God's restoring, renewing gift. It's God's healing, liberating activity. It can't be bought by prayers or good deeds or correct theology. It's given, utterly given. Grace is God's act of loving, unpredictable and immeasurable. Grace recognizes no obstacles and will not be confined to any limits. Grace is always precious, always given to humanity at personal cost, like the cross. Today, this Christmas day, grace is made visible. Now we see it, hear it, nurse it, cuddle it, love it, adore it. Jesus is born. but the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all people.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Let us pray. Child of God, we celebrate your coming to be with us. Now God is of our image. God is of our flesh and blood. You join our human frailty, share our needs, and assure us of your glory.
God of Christmas, God of unspeakable grace, forgive and renew us, that our lives may declare the wonders of that sacred love that has called us out of darkness into glorious light.
We bring our prayers for those in our thoughts this Christmas day.
For those who have lost loved ones and friends since last Christmas, for whatever reason.
For those who feel vulnerable today and wonder if anyone cares about their well-being.
For those who will spend this special day in hospital, or sick at home, or home alone.
For children who today are hungry or in poverty, and for parents who experience the pain of not being able to provide.
For those who must work today while we relax.
For those who once believed in Christ and who knew the meaning of Christmas joy, but who have now edged towards cynicism and darkness.
For those who have never believed, but who on this day are finding their hearts stirred by the Spirit of God and challenged to take the leap of faith.
For any among our family or friends who are trying to deal with personal crisis, are struggling with depression, or feeling the pain of separation at this Christmas season.
Lord, through your true child, born of a young woman, you came to share our humanity. Renew us by your holy coming and make us the children of God who embody your word and are agents of your mercy and peace.
Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Your sweet songs employ wide fields and stream and hills and plain. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nation proud.
Wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
Go forth and shine light in the darkness. Go and bring peace into our troubled world. Proclaim hope in the midst of despair. Go with God's blessings, for a child has been born to us, who is love for the nations and light for the world. Amen. We wish you a happy and peaceful Christmas day.